until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haney.
You better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
That was fun. And it's like Derek said, it's a team effort. Football's a team game. But we gave him some space, our offensive line, the scheme. I thought the game plan was really good. I thought Lamar created some space for him as well. But like you said, you guys all said, the perimeter blocking, all that stuff created the space that he needed to go be who he is. That's been a big part of our offense for quite a few years now, right? And I think the fact that we've been able to maintain that through this transition, style-wise a little bit, has been really important. Because it's just one of the things that makes Lamar unique. You know, he's got amazing ability, you know, with his hands. I feel like he's open a lot, you know, because he runs such good routes and Lamar finds him, you know, and it's starting to just really grow. All these guys are just critical elements of what we're trying to do. And but Bates' upside is phenomenal. The talent, the ability, all that stuff is there. You know, that hasn't gone anywhere. We see it all the time. But it's a technique thing. I think we approach it from a technical standpoint. Randy Brown does a great job coaching that part of it. You know, for me, I just try to encourage what I see and understand with the technique as well. But Justin's a pro.
He's an outstanding pro. One of the greatest to ever do what he does. That's kick a football through two yellow poles. Recently, however, not as reliable, especially from distance. Missed that 46-yarder on Sunday in Dallas. But John Harbaugh, Randy Brown, you know, talking to Justin Tucker, and, you know, 13 years in the league. Hard to believe. The Mile High Miracle, the Jacoby Jones, rest in peace. Justin Tucker kicked the game-winning field goal. That was his rookie year, and has done incredible things since, including holding the record for longest field goal in NFL history at 66 yards, which he did to win a game in Detroit 3 years ago. However, Father Time's undefeated. Question is with Justin Tucker, and we saw John Harbaugh after the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny's Rotto, Noah McGraw. And guys, after the game, giving him the I love you, man, on the sidelines, I'm guessing words of encouragement.
Yep.
But tweakage, does it need to happen here? Has the leg strength decreased to the point? Because everything, Vinny, and I'm not a kicking expert by any stretch. I can't even lift my leg up to tie my shoe most times.
Yeah.
Everything's drifting to the left. Because in the miss on Sunday, he was on shading to the right hash, and it's still hooked to the left.
Yeah. You know what, Bob? I mean, dealing with a kicker, you know, you have a special teams coach. Chris Horton's a special teams coach, but Chris was a DB. Randy Brown is like the expert kicking coach. So dealing with a kicker is different than dealing with any other position because, you know, like your O-line coach was probably an O-lineman and his expertise is fundamentals and techniques of O-line. There's not a lot of guys that are fundamental kicking coaches, you know, unless you go to a kicking guru. But Bob, like, I was in charge of kickers at Notre Dame. And what did I know about kickers? Nothing. We had Craig Hendrick, who was an All-American kicker and punter, and went to the Houston, or Tennessee, Houston, whatever it was.
Spent the many years in the NFL.
Right. So what I would tell Henny, if he was struggling, I said, Henny, you know, I know nothing about your technique. You go in and watch the film, and you know exactly what is right and what is wrong. And you know with Tucker, he's such a detailed dude and everything. You know, I mean, Harb said it's a technique thing. So I'm guessing that's what Tucker said. Because, Bob, I'll guarantee he went over on the bench and he watched that video clip right afterwards to see what he probably could have told you right there what he did wrong. Maybe his foot was wrong. Something was wrong. And he's doing just like a batter. Bob, you know, same type thing when he's in a slump hitting. You know, they watch the videos and is my swing different? Do I got to change my swing? All those type of things. So I think that's the thing that Tucker, he's in a slump. He's in the Orioles slump right now, you know, and he's got to figure out what he's doing wrong. And correcting it is on the practice field. Fixing it is on the game field because that's between the years.
Right, and as you said during training camp, we talked about it yesterday, out at one winning drive. He was booming them.
Never
through
saw
the uprights.
Him,
yeah.
Never saw him miss.
But 1 for 8 or 1 for 7 from beyond 50, his last 8 kicks. And then the 46-yarder, usually automatic from inside 50.
Yep.
I mean, he's no longer the best kicker in the game, let's be honest here. The kid in Dallas, Aubrey's a stud. Carlson in Vegas, who beat the Ravens a couple weeks ago. Harrison Bucker. I mean, there are guys who are in the same breath as Justin Tucker. But are we in a concern phase? Well, it's 4th and 1 on the 38-yard line, our 38.
Well, he's 5.
Are we still going for that thing?
Yeah, Bob. He's 5 for 8, which is 62.5%, which is probably the worst.
Oh, terrible! It's 90% for his career.
Right. So you know he's 0 for 2 from 50, 2 from 3, 40 to 49, 1 for 1, 20 to 29, 2 for 2, 30 to 39, and I think his PATs he's 8 for 8. So are we concerned? If you're coach, because Bob, I mean, when we're watching the game and it's 4th and 2 and it's going to be a 53-yarder, I think Harbs may go for it instead. That's where we're at right now. Instead of, if it's Dallas, kick it.
Yeah.
Put 3 on the board. You know, I mean, that's what it used to be with Tucker, but right now he's got to get that fixed now because he's, Bob, hadn't he missed a kick in every game?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he missed one. Yep, yep. Yes, yeah. He certainly did.
So, I mean, that's totally abnormal. So, I think right now with him, Bobby, technique thing, I think it's probably mental thing, the biggest part. With kickers, Bob, let me just say, dealing with kickers, they're weird dudes, man. I mean, they're different breed. And it's not, usually, Bob, kickers, not a kind of guy you want to hang out with.
Now, Tucker, and I've hung out with him on a couple of occasions.
Yeah, I mean, Tucker seems pleasant, like kind of a normal dude.
Pleasant guy, but to your point about how automatic he used to be, or could still be. I mean, it's early season struggles, but when Tucker was lining up, I'm going to the bathroom.
Right.
I'm going to go get a beer. Let me make a dog. And now it's, man, I'm going to make sure he makes this kick. And he missed it in Dallas. And, you know, as we talked about yesterday, kind of a game changer a little bit because the Ravens are up, what, 31-6, if I'm not mistaken, at the time, or 31-12, whatever it would have been. It extended a significant lead, but he missed it. And then tie turn.
And, Bob, the other thing about it was conditions are ideal. It's indoors.
Yep.
I mean, you should be drilling those. I mean, he doesn't have a problem with distance. He's having a problem with accuracy.
But does he can still kick it far.
But it just,
not as straight. Could that be, is it fundamentals or the legs slowing down just a tad where he can't get the oomph enough to get it through there the way he did?
Yeah, But, Bob, I'll bet you this. I'll bet you that on the practice field, he probably goes out there and drills him, and then it's in the game. He's kind of got the yips a little bit right now.
Also heard John Harbaugh, who met with the media yesterday, talking about Rashad Bateman. A game in which the Ravens did not throw a lot, only 15 passes attempted, 12 completed. But Rashad Bateman, 3 catches, touchdown. So he rose to the occasion, and we've been asking ever since he was drafted. Vinny, you've said all along you thought he's the number one receiver. He's not been that guy, let's be honest. Nope. But he was that guy Sunday in a game in which they didn't throw a lot. But when they needed a big play, he made the play.
Well, I think that he's got phenomenal body control is what he's got. And I think that's another guy, Bob. I mean, playing receiver is probably as mental as a kicker because it's about catching the football and are you confident in your hands? He's an extremely confident guy. He's got snatch hands. And his body control, he can run good routes and he's good yak guy. He just got to get, and what we talked about all, he's got to have Lamar's confidence. Body language, Bob, Sunday, outstanding. No dropping the shoulders, no ups, you know. So there was no deep shots at all in the game. But I thought Bateman, he's made some big plays. You know, he had the one catch in each game that were big plays. And then this game he got the touchdown and stuff. So I think he's kind of building. So I think he's going to keep getting better and better and better because there's no reason for Lamar not to have faith in him because he has made plays for him in the first three games.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles, big series in New York. Starts tonight, 7:05. Orioles win. Twins or Royals lose. Orioles get a wild card. Yankees could win the division with a win over Baltimore tonight. Both teams are sipping champagne over the next 3 days. Will Ryan Mountcastle be back for tonight's festivities against Clark Schmidt and the New York Ball Club? Two Monday night extravaganzas, an upset in Cincy, and a blowout in Buffalo. We'll get into all of that and more. Terps are going to Indiana Saturday, 7-point underdogs against the undefeated Hoosiers, and many things going on in between. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. We're rocking.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I can hear on the Fan. Josh Allen will be coming to Baltimore with his mates. They had 5 sacks yesterday against Jacksonville and a thumping, the Bills. A lot of people were down on him. I was not.
Yeah, I was.
Everybody was buying the Jets and still May. Dolphins, that's changed. But they have a franchise quarterback. And when you have a franchise quarterback, Vinny, you should know this better than anybody, you compete every Sunday. And he's not only a franchise quarterback, he's a top five MVP level quarterback. Oh, so you're going to be staying in games every time he hits the field. Now, his history says he'll be prone to the bonehead mistake, try to force things in. A lot of it, you know, reading about the Buffalo perspective, it was almost like he was beholden to try to get Stephon Diggs involved, maybe to the detriment of the team. Diggs is now doing things in Houston. But Josh Allen was brilliant last night. They come to town Sunday night in Baltimore, 2.5-point underdogs, because the Ravens need to defend their home turf, and a subject we talked about yesterday as well. These are games Ravens have to win. They lost 4 home games last year, counting the playoffs.
Yep.
They're 0-1 this year. They're on national TV, where they've already lost to Kansas City in the opener. These are games they have to win to solidify themselves at, well, not only as a playoff-worthy team, but as a team capable of getting to the Super Bowl. Buffalo wins this game. Now you look at them like they might be the second-best team in football right now.
Yeah. Statement game, Bob, is what it is.
Sure.
This is like the when they went to San Fran last year on Christmas. Statement game. And I think Buffalo's coming in, like you said, Bob. I mean, they're playing exceptionally well right now. And I thought when Milano got hurt, Bob, I thought that was really going to hurt their defense. But they're getting a lot of sacks. The secondary's a little shaky, I think. The Ravens can take advantage. But like you said, the quarterback, Josh Allen, man, he is playing so good. And Cook, they can run the football. Cook is good.
Kincaid's a good tight end.
Yep, Kincaid. And they got young receivers. Kind of reminds you of Kansas City last year, where Mahomes kind of had to bring all those. They had a tight end, and that was about it. They had a running back in Pacheco, and kind of bringing the other guys along, and that's what he's doing right now. The biggest difference is they've got Cook, and they got Allen that can run the football.
Now, we'll hear the highlights of this game later in the show when we get to the AFC North report, but Washington, 38-33 at Cincinnati. Two LSU Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks going at each other. Yeah. Jaden Daniels got the measure of Joe Burrow, who, by the way, played his ass off.
Yes, he
quarterback
did.
Rating 130, basically, three touchdowns. But Cincinnati's defense leaves a lot to be desired. Jaden Daniels, two touchdowns throwing, ran for one. Quarterback rating 141.7. Finally got Terry McLaurin involved in the game. So the Washington Commanders now sit here at 2-1. And the Cincinnati Bengals in a position no one could. Historically, this is bad. They're 0-3.
Yeah, and they go to Carolina, which, you know, that's a gimme, but the Carolina fans will probably be a little excited now.
Red Rifles out there are guns yeah. away.
So that's not going to be an easy game for them. Their defense is really bad. Their offenses are, they lost their right tackle, and then Sims, the rookie, came in, and he showed his inexperience at times. But yeah, like you said, Burrow was great. And you know, the receivers, the one kid from Princeton, he's gonna be a good replacement for Boyd. Bob,
I can't pronounce his last name.
Right. But you know, so offensively they're okay, but defensively they're really bad. I think the Ravens are gonna be able to run the ball. They're gonna get the Bengals at the right time of the year. A week from now.
And that's why Sunday's game's so huge.
Yes,
Buffalo,
it is.
Buffalo, you get to 2-2.
Then, you can get over the top.
Because Pittsburgh's not going undefeated. At least I don't think. So you want to get in and talk about that, you can at 410-583-1057. Orioles in the Bronx tonight, taking on the Yankees. Next to last series of the season. Dean Kramer going up against Clark Schmidt. Orioles win. Royals or Twins lose. Royals are in D.C. taking on the Nats. And then the Twins got the Marlins at home. Minnesota's really been scuffling. Baltimore wins. Those two lose. They're in. The Yankees win. They win the American League East. Then the Orioles have to wait to clinch that number one wild card seed date. Well, the dates, it's next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Times to be determined. You get the number one seed. Wild card, that is, all three games. If it goes that far, we'll be here in Baltimore. So we're going to talk about the Birds scuffling down the stretch, but they got Westberg, they got Urias back, could have Mountcastle back. Probably it doesn't bode well for Eloy Jimenez, but it is what it is. We're trying to win ball games. And if the Orioles get to the playoffs, as we're all disappointed in the second half, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
3 years ago, they were the worst team in baseball. And they're about to hit the postseason for the second straight year for the first time in 27 seasons.
And the other thing about when you hit the playoffs, Bob, everybody's record's the same.
Yeah.
Everybody's 0-0. So it's like you're starting over.
And the Orioles are going to be one of few to make back-to-back playoff. But hey, the Yankees didn't make it last year.
No.
Texas isn't making it this year. I mean, so the Orioles are one of the few that's going to be back-to-back. Toronto's not making it. So this accomplishment, as disappointing as it's going to be to finish with maybe 90 wins after you were on pace to win 108 or whatever it was. I mean, everybody's 0-0 starting next Tuesday.
And Bob, if I'm playing the Orioles, I'm saying, damn, I hope they don't get it together.
Yeah, because
if they do,
you get Eflin, Burns, Kramer.
Yeah.
Get some offense. The back end of the bullpen is going to be, to me, will prove to be their demise. I'm looking at Ethel, if she's paying attention, she'll even tell you the bullpen's going to kill them eventually. But they're going to make somebody sweat in October, and hopefully they make the Yankees sweat tonight. If you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. We have time for a call. I've decided that on my own. Let's go get Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Vinny and Bob, what's going on?
What's up?
Ain't nothing much, man. Big win for the Ravens, man. You know?
Good trip to Dallas.
Gonna go 0-3. Yeah, man. It was a nice trip, man.
Who were we rooting for on Sunday?
Ravens, of course, you know. I had my Jimmy Smith autographed jersey on representing Sunday. So a lot of people was questioning that. They was like, man, what you going to be wearing? Like, no, man, I couldn't be out there representing the Cowboys, rooting for the Ravens to go 0-3. And then got to fly back on the plane with a bunch of Ravens fans angry? Nah, man.
Yeah, last time I checked, you weren't born in Dallas. You were born in Baltimore, so it is.
Baltimore, Maryland. Sinai Hospital.
Word!
You know? Yeah, man. But there's a lot of Ravens fans out there representing, man. You know, I know we was loud on TV. You know, if you was listening with the volume up, Bob, I don't know if you had your music on.
No. We were, I was at my cousin's. The volume was up, for sure. And yes, Ravens fans travel well.
They very
no
well.
Doubt about it.
Yeah, especially a place like Dallas and Jerry's World where we only play out there once every 8 years. So, you know, it ain't like we get to play out there very often. And Lamar got his first win in Jerry's World. And actually, that was the Ravens' first win in Jerry's World, too. Oh. You know, we lost the last time around, man. Oh. But they tried to give it away the fourth quarter, man. You know, the Dallas fans was leaving. And you went in school in the fourth quarter. What's going on with Justin Tucker, though? Man, is his time has come already? You know, and
I think he's in a little slump right now. You know, and Harb said yesterday, I don't know if you heard it, that he's got a technique issue that he's got to correct, and that's what he's working on. But I think, Rashawn, I think a lot of it's between the ears, man, with kickers, receivers catching the ball, baseball hitters, you know, a lot between the ears.
Yeah, and look like the passing of the throne has happened too in Dallas, man, with the Dallas kicker, Brandon Aubrey. Man, you see that kick he had, 65 yards?
He's awesome, isn't he?
Man, yeah, well, the 52-yarder was halfway up the net. Yeah. That thing would have been 70 yards.
I was nervous that if the Ravens didn't get that first down, that they were in field goal range, you know, in about 10 yards after a punt.
Yeah, that's true, man. That guy got a leg on him, man. Yeah, 65 yards, man, field goal. Would have been longer, man. But, hopefully, you know, we can keep the momentum going Sunday night, you know, against the Bills.
Tough game. So, that's a tough game.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough one, man.
Hey, what do you think about the Orioles tonight? We clinching or no?
I hope so, man. You know, like I said, my third, man, they take one out of three every series. You know, he just took one out of three against the you know,
they've
man.
Lost, yeah, they've lost five straight series. I mean, it is what
yeah.
it is. Yeah. The numbers
don't so if they win tonight, we clinch, though, right?
If Kansas City or Minnesota loses.
Okay, so we got a good chance. With Dane on the mound.
They're going to clinch at some point over the next 3 days. I hope they do it tonight, then let the Yankees have their moment tomorrow. But either way, it's going to happen. Get that number one seed, and then maybe we'll see at Pickles next Tuesday, if you know what
I'm saying. Yep, Pickles next Tuesday. What time? What is it? Is it early?
Hopefully 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we don't know yet. Could be any time.
1 o'clock? I don't go up to work to 2:30, man. Come on.
Tell it to the judge. Man. All right, Rashawn, we got to go. All right, see you. Glad you're back safe. There's Rashawn, went out there to Dallas. I'm sure he was probably mixed emotions.
Wasn't he wearing his half and half?
He said he wears Jimmy Smith's signed jersey. By the way, is that a faux pas to wear a signed jersey to a game? Don't you frame them up? Nolan, you're a big signed jersey guy.
I mean, any signed jersey I have is hanging on a wall.
Yeah.
I'd feel too guilty wearing it, like I'm going to spill something on it, especially at a game.
Yeah, you look kind of a...
You have people around you spilling beer.
I have one signed jersey. It's a Burt Jones. It's in a frame hanging in the man cave. I do have an unsigned Burt Jones, but where the hell am I wearing that thing?
Like all my signed jerseys, they signed them to my mom or my dad because I've never had one, but I got Jerry Rice, Dion, and Daryl Green.
How about a Nolan McGraw signed 105.7 The Fan
T-shirt?
That's not going to be free either.
That's right.
I'll bet not.
Go to the highest bidder. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Got Vinny's Dirty Dozen. 3 weeks are done. Who are the top 12 teams in the National Football League? I'm guessing Buffalo made a little bit of a move. And then later in the show, we're going to get to the Feeble Five. And that thing's been going crazy.
Oh, the first 3 weeks. Again.
You think everybody, they're guaranteed to suck, and they win on the road. Crazy time. Stay tuned for that. Orioles taking on the Yankees. We got Ryan Ripken joining us 11 o'clock hour. And Pete Caldera from the Bergen Record. We'll talk about it with him around 12:30. All right, let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jay and Riderwood. Jay, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to bring up a game. Did either of you see the Sunday night game, the Chiefs against the Falcons?
Yes.
Good. This I meant to call yesterday, but this has been bothering me a little bit. So let's take it to the end of the game, near the end of the game. I think there was 5 minutes left, and the Atlanta Falcons were down by five. And they were, I don't remember the yard line. It was like within field goal range. Let's put it that way.
And they have a great kicker.
Yeah, great kicker, and it was fourth and maybe two or three.
Yep.
And a little caption appeared on television from ESPN that says, analytics say to go for it. And I nearly fell off my chair. They missed the fourth down, so they didn't get the 3 points. And there was a lot of time left.
Was that the one with 6 minutes to go? And if they kicked that one, then there was one with two. They're kicking it to win it.
Correct. And they went for it on fourth, and of course, Kansas City. They're not the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're the world champions, and they're probably the best team in football. So to me, for an analytic analysis to say to go for it when there was way more time left to win the game with two field goals, which they could have done, it just boggles my mind. You guys got any comment on that?
Well, here's the thing, the way I look at it. You know, fourth and two, and analytics says this. But analytics hadn't been involved in the game and, you know, for 3.5 quarters, and they don't know how you're playing, how you've been running it. You know, is somebody hurt on their defense, that kind of thing. They were showing it last night in both games. Analytics says go. Yeah, but you know what? If they don't make it, analytics ain't getting yelled at.
No, analytics ain't getting fired either.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone. So let's get Q in Pikesville. Q, what's up? You don't want to talk analytics, do you?
Nah, not at all.
There you go.
That's geek talk, man.
Nerd.
Leave that to Vegas. Check this out, man. First and foremost, I remember Rashard calling 2 months ago, and you had to talk the guy off the cliff because he was overreacting with the old, saying that, yeah, you know, they're done. And he was telling them, calm down, we good. Now that it's fast forward to 2 months later, it's a done deal. And everybody's calm and cordial now. I don't get that. That's backwards. But shout out to him because he lost the bet with me. I could take everybody else's money except Bob's. I don't get it, man.
That's
I got to get over that hump.
And the funny thing is I lose to everybody but you. It's a crazy
That's
thing.
That's crazy. But yeah, you know, Josh, you know, like I was telling y'all all, actually, I started seeing it not this past offseason, last season, where I kept telling y'all the window was closed for Buffalo. Daytime came and went. I got to tip my cap, man, and give props to Buffalo, man. They look very sturdy right now, a very sturdy team. They balling out. I don't know who, other than the rookie, Keon Coleman, I can't name nobody on the receiving end.
No, that's what I just said earlier, Q, was I'm not scared about their receivers. Their tight end's good, you know, and their running back is good. And the quarterback.
But in all fairness, outside of CeeDee Lamb, you weren't scared. We weren't scared of Dallas's receivers, and everybody but CeeDee Lamb has scored touchdowns in that game.
Still not scared of them, Bob.
Now, that goes to my next point. I was looking last night. I'm going around the league looking, doing the numbers. Vinny, you touched on it briefly with the pay rate with Trevor Lawrence. I looked at the top 10 highest quarterbacks in the league. All of these guys just about either they're playing good and a team sucks or they're playing terrible and a team sucks. Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Tua, Jared Goff, Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Hurts, Kyler Murray, and Deshaun Watson. That's the top 10 highest paid quarterbacks in the league. And this is that makes me wonder, if I'm a GM, do I want to go to San Francisco or Minnesota route? Build around a team and pay chump change for the quarterback position rather than pay an arm and a leg for the quarterback position and the team around me suffers. What's your thoughts on that? Take it easy, fellas.
All right,
well, the thing about it is all those guys you're mentioning, Purdy's getting paid next year.
Big time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. When you draft that, like the Redskins right now with Jaden Daniels, the way he looks and everything, go spend because you've got 3 more years of cheap salaries for your quarterback. So you've got an opportunity to go get some veteran guys next year. If, you know, say they win 9 or 10 games this year and you got a little buzz, but go fix that defense. Help your offensive line. You know, pay some guys. But then eventually it's coming due.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. We got the Dirty Dozen, who are the 12 best teams in the NFL through, believe it or not, 3 weeks already. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. A week ago today, he was napalming Daniel Falele. Yeah. Would he like to maybe say, hey, my bad, I missed up on that one? Because it seems like Lamar and John Harbaugh especially making a point to defend Daniel Falele. Whip around 11:15. Ryan Ripken preview the Orioles and Yankees. Orioles could clinch a playoff spot as soon as tonight.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams according to our GM, Vinny Serrato.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. 3 weeks NFL fun in the books. Ravens finally get their first win. Cincinnati still searching for theirs. Washington's 1-2. Buffalo looks great. Let's get into the tops of the tops, the 12 best teams, according to Vinny Serrato, the Dirty Dozen.
All right, let's go back and review week three. Week three, it was Kansas City 1, Houston 2, Tampa 3, New Orleans 4, Chargers 5. They all lost. Buffalo 6, Minnesota 7, Seattle 8, Pittsburgh 9, Detroit 10, San Fran 11, Arizona 12. So, coming in at number 12, Q, the 2-1 New York Jets. They beat New England 24-3. They are hosting Denver. Now, over his last two games, Aaron Rodgers' quarterback rating is 109.6.
Denver was all over Baker Mayfield like a Kmart suit last week.
Yes, they were. And Bo Nix played extremely well against an aggressive Tampa defense. So that's going to be, that should be an interesting game. Coming in at 12, 2-1 Tampa. They lost to Denver 26-7. They host Philly. Now, Chris Godwin has 3 touchdowns this season. He had 2 last year and 3 in 22.
So when's Mike Evans start complaining?
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Evans said, where's Tom Brady?
Yeah. Mike Evans had the big first game against Washington, but relatively quiet since then.
And Baker went on a podcast saying that the team is much more relaxed. You know, the coaches told me, be myself, because everybody was so tense with Brady around.
Oh, okay. They won a Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Coming in at 10, 2-1 New Orleans. They lost to Philly. They are at Atlanta. Another huge game. Alvin Kamara leads the NFL with 417 all-purpose yards.
But boy, their offense went in the tank against Philly last week.
Did it at home, too. Coming in at 9, 2-1 Green Bay. They won at Tennessee 30-14. They are hosting the Vikings. Xavier McKinney leads the NFL with 3 picks in 3 games.
Well, how about Malik Willis going 2-0 and Jordan Love could be back this week? So they stem the tide for sure.
Yep. Coming in at number 8, 2-1 Philly. They won at New Orleans 15-12. They're at Tampa. Philly is one of 3 NFL teams putting up over 400 yards a game on offense.
Saquon Barkley's been great for them.
He's been the lifesaver because...
A.J. Brown's hurt.
Yeah, and D.J. Smith's probably going to be out. He's out with Devontae with concussion.
He got Anthony Joshua.
Oh, boy. He got lit up. That's... Don't come across the middle late. Coming in at number 7, 2-1 Houston. They got trounced at Minnesota 34-7. They're hosting Jacksonville.
Ugh.
Kamai Fairbairn leads the NFL with 6 field goals of 50-plus yards. 6.
Wow.
Damn.
They're big favorites, too. Looks like a strong 8 against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I can imagine. Coming in at 6. 2-1 Detroit. They won over Arizona 2013. I picked Arizona to win that one, too. And they're hosting Seattle on Monday night. Lions are one of 4 NFL teams allowing 80 yards or fewer rushing.
But on a serious note, how about Dan Campbell had to sell his house because all of the whack jobs out there harassing his family?
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I guess his daughter, classmate, accidentally put their address on Facebook.
Yeah, and so everybody's getting lit up. And
it wasn't an accident. The guy posted the address after they lost the championship game with a caption that said, you know, something to the effect of,
Why'd you go for it? No
way.
Yeah.
What's doxed mean? D-O-X-X.
Revealing personal information, your address, phone number, stuff like that.
Well, let's get that person's email and address and let's give it away.
So he's got to move. But, I mean, are you going to move every time? You know, because your address...
Try not to get dragged. Well, I mean, it's all public domain, I guess. But it goes to show you that people are crackpots.
Yeah.
It's football, ass wipes.
Or just, I guess you got to move into a neighborhood that's gated. It's what you got to do.
They weren't even home at the time. He's in San Francisco for the game. I mean, what are people going to his house? He's not even there.
Well, the family's home.
Yeah. Well, the daughter was.
Yeah, if the daughter's home, mom's probably home. So, yeah, it's probably scary if people are coming to your house and stuff.
I don't like door-to-door salesmen coming to my house.
Yeah.
No, I don't want solar panels. Get the bleep out of here.
Right.
Next.
Coming in at number five, 3-0 Pittsburgh. They beat the Chargers 20-10. They're at Indy. Good chance of them going four. They're probably favored in that one, aren't they, Bob?
I believe by a point and a half. Let me just double check that one. Pittsburgh, the Steelers 3-0. They are laying two.
All right. Pittsburgh leads the NFL, allowing 229.7 yards per game on defense. Their defense is phenomenal right now, and Patrick Queen had a good game. Coming in at number four, 3-0, Mike McDonald in Seattle. They won at Miami, or they won at home versus Miami, 24-3. They're at Detroit on Monday night. Seattle is the only NFL team allowing under 4 yards per play.
Who's their coach?
Our former defensive coordinator.
No!
And who's ranked 32nd in passing? Oh, the Ravens.
No!
Oh. Coming in at 3-0 Buffalo. Now, they beat Jacksonville 47-10 at Baltimore Sunday night. Josh Allen leads the NFL with a quarterback rating of 133.7.
And he's got himself a starlet on his arm, too.
Oh, man.
Not as big as Taylor Swift, but still.
Yeah, and he's playing, Bob, with a glove.
Yeah, remember, he couldn't. He was inconsistent, inaccurate, played against crappy competition.
All right, coming in at number two, probably the surprise of the NFL thus far, the Vikings. 3-0, they beat Houston. Or they skull-dragged Houston 34-7, and they're in probably one of the... The two biggest games this weekend is Minnesota at Green Bay and Buffalo at Baltimore, I would say. And the Vikings lead the NFC, allowing 71.3 yards per game on the ground. NFC, because the Ravens lead the league.
But Darnold's knee, no structural damage.
Right.
But does it keep him out of the game?
Well, O'Connell said he's hoping that he can practice every day. So we'll see Wednesday. Coming in at one, I mean, you got to leave them. They're not playing great, but they're still 3-0, Kansas City. And they won at Atlanta. And they're at the Chargers, whose both tackles are out.
Herbert's
quarterback
out.
May be out. You know, Bosa's out. They're missing a lot of people. Kansas City has won six straight, including playoffs, all by one score or less.
Finding ways to win. By the way, they're 7.5-point favorites, too.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is also Mariano Rivera. He can close the game. So, coming in at number one, Kansas City. 2, Minnesota. 3, Buffalo. 4, Seattle. 5, Pittsburgh. 6, Detroit. 7, Houston. 8, Philly. 9, Green Bay. 10, New Orleans. 11, Tampa. 12, the Jets.
I didn't hear the Ravens.
They're 1-2.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, Ravens Wire, Ron Ripken previews Orioles-Yankees start tonight, 7:05. We got a lot to get to. We will turn it up Tuesday here on The Fan.